The NIS is currently very liquid. That means they have a lot of money, liquid cash. 23% of its assets are held in the form of money market instruments, which exceed the international benchmark of 10%. They have them in instruments which can be easily converted. The use of these notes to settle contributions, among other things, means that the NIS would avoid the transaction costs associated with buying securities on the market had the government made cash payments. And we intend to have these notes, once we get the authority of this parliament, we intend to have the notes listed on the regional government securities market. This would allow the NIS to easily sell the securities should there be a need for liquidity before the maturity of these notes. The investment policy provides for an allocation of 35% to bonds. The present exposure is 25%. Hence, the use of these notes to settle contributions is consistent with the current NIS investment strategy. It's not outside of the investment strategy. The NIS is happy to get the notes at 4.5% interest. They're happy to get it, rather than simply to have the debt and we just simply pay the debt bit by bit, because in the final analysis, we are the guarantors of everything inside of the NIS. The law says so, and practice demands it. Mr. Speaker, the notes provide a competitive rate of return compared to the interest rate on fixed deposits. If they were to take this money and put it on a fixed deposit, they're going to get an interest rate varying between 0.25 percentage point and 3%. The proposed rate of interest at which we are paying for these on this debt is 4.5%.